I said to Ramban last week I was by Eden Salmon's uncle, who was like, and they like didn't believe me.
So you showed them?
I like pulled out the sheet. I'm like, listen, it's Ramban. And like at that point it was too late. They already, because I said it before having, and they're like, what do you think?
It can't be. Like, it can't be. I know. Mind-boggling. Tell them it is. It is. All right. So we're gonna have this Ramban is not gonna be as intense in terms of piecing pieces together, but it is gonna be a Ramban about big picture like issues in the Sefer. So the Ramban says over here. Okay. In terms of big picture, the following question. I think it would actually be most appropriate to start with the Ramban's Hakdama, which we haven't done yet for Bamidbar. Because in light of that, I want to ask the following question. And that is, right, we have the beginning, we're like finishing off the discussion of the Levim and what their responsibilities are, which is part of like the whole thing about how the Machanos are supposed to be arranged. And then before we get to the end of Naso, which is about the Moedim, we have like two random parshas in the middle. I mean, two random parshas. What was the good English word? It sounds like parsha, like Naso, Baloska. Sections. Okay, we have Nazir, we have Sotah, we have Nazir. So where did that come from? Where did Nazir and Sotah come from? Especially if you look at the Ramban in the Hakdama to the Sefer, he says, "Achar shebir Torah haKarbanos b'Sefer haShlishi." Right? In Vayikra, we discuss the Karbanos. Hischil ata lesader b'Sefer hazeh haMitzvos shenitztabu b'ol moed u'kvar hisra al tumas mikdash v'kadosh l'doro. So now we're trying to just organizing a little bit more mitzvos that they already received in ol moed. Meaning, there's nothing really new here. V'yata yagbil es hamishkan biosu b'midbar kesher higbil har sinai bios hakavod sham. All right, and in order to have proper boundaries for the Mishkan, just like we had in Har Sinai, we say Azara Kriv, you must, right? You can't get too close to the Mishkan kasher amar sham ki sakol yisakel v'yitzvah lo yivok l'ros kibol esakodesh v'meisu kasher yisr sham pen yersu l'ashem l'ros. So the same idea by the Ashras HaShechina and Har Sinai and Ashras HaShechina and the Mishkan, to not get too close, not look at places you're not supposed to look, fine. So we're also talking about how to encamp around it properly, how to have a proper like kind of honor guard around the Mishkan like we do by the Har Sinai. So how the Kohanim should travel with it and unpack it and assemble it. And the whole idea of the encampments and how the Kelim and the Mishkan in general are supposed to be treated, and then the Kohanim's roles and the Levim's roles, it's all to give kavod to the Mishkan, like it says in the Medrash. You can't compare a palace that has guards standing outside to a palace without guards. It gives a certain impression. So it says Ramban, this is not, Bamidbar is not a sefer of halacha. It's a sefer more of, I mean, lahavdil is not a good word, but of stories. I mean, we have Shemosi, Matan Torah, we have Mishpatim, and then we have Vayikra, which all the mitzvos in the broadest sense connected with the Mishkan and the Avodas HaKarbanos. So now we know what to do. Bamidbar begins kind of encamping how you're supposed to live around the Mishkan, and then we have life with the Mishkan, you know, traveling and waging war. Right, v'siper ki hechela says oivem lifneim lachera v'tivayech techalik haaretz lahem v'im b'sefer hazeh mitzvos noagos ledoros. There's no new mitzvos here. There's no ziktaz mitzvos v'nyani harkabana shehitzkel b'hem b'sefer hakohanim v'lo nishlam bi'uran sham v'yishlim b'sefer hazeh. There are a couple things here and there which were, you know, we didn't complete them in Vayikra or maybe in Shemos or completing them here, but it's not a sefer focusing on halach at all. Sefer about life in the midbar. Okay, so in light of that, so why are the Sota and Nazir here? Why weren't Nazir and Sota commanded in Vayikra? Vayikra is the Sefer which tells us all about life with the Mishkan, all about the Avodas HaKarbanos, all sorts of things that people or become Tamei or they eat non-kosher or whatever it is, you got to bring a Korban. So talk about a Sota, talk about a Nazir in Vayikra. Right, that's a question that Lechora is going on, especially with its Ramban in mind, what the Ramban over here is going to be thinking about. So now getting back to the top Ramban again. Okay, really skip the beginning of this Ramban. He's talking more about Truma, but I'm not talking about that. Okay. V'lo niskara minchas hasota. You see where I am? I'm 1, 2, 3. I'm 5 lines down from that first paragraph. And like towards the end of the line. V'lo niskara minchas hasota. See me? Imshar haminachos b'toras kohanim. The korban of the sota was not mentioned with the other minachos in Vayikra. Bavurshi minchas knaos ve'in l'chapara. It's more. It's not that she's coming to get kapara. It's a mincha of jealousy. It's mincha of this weird situation where the husband accuses his wife. If hishlim b'kanestina, so we're talking about it here. It's not really part of the regular format of kapara or something like that. Also because at the beginning of the Sefer we've kind of counted everybody and organized everybody who's shaykh to which shevet. Once we've already talked about the idea of the families and which mishpacha everybody's shaykh to, so now we can say if somebody is concerned that somebody's not from his mishpacha, the father's concerned, so he can clarify that by bringing his wife to the Beis HaMikdash. We're also talking about the Nazir. After we already said in the Pesukim at the beginning of, I think, of Parakeh, right here, that they sent all the Tameim, because again, now we're living with the Mishkan and Hasharas HaShechina, so you have to have the proper organization of who could be where. So after we talked about getting rid of the Tameim, Lakach Mibachoreim Linazirim, Asher Tzavu Pesach Ol Moed, Lamodot Neshon Lisharasul Abrech Bishmo. So now there are people who said, oh, we have this pure Machane, we have a Kadosh Machane, and I want to be part of that in the most intense kind of way. I want to be a Nazir, so we invite them to come join along. Fine, we're going to skip the rest of that piece. Okay, so the Ramban says, why are we talking about Sota? Because of the idea that now we have Mishpachas, we have to know who's Shaykh, which Mishpacha, Chalila, there shouldn't be any Mamzerim. And also by Nazir, because now that we have the idea of the Shechina, we also want to have the idea of somebody being a Nazir. I want to elaborate a little bit more. Use other Ramban in this week's Parsha to maybe give and elaborate on this explanation of the Ramban, what he's saying over here. The Ramban says over here in Bamidbar Hey Chaf, right? Vihine. It's also, sorry, Merm, it's in the middle of the Tisa as well, I think. Vihine. Ein b'chol mishpetei Torah davar tali b'neis zulasi ha'anyan hazeh. There's no mitzvah in the Torah which is dependent on a miracle, except for this, except for Sota. Shupela v'neis kavua she'aseh b'Yisrael. This is a consistent miracle that's going to be done for Klal Yisrael. B'yosem rubam osim ritzono shel malkum. As long as most of Klal Yisrael is on a very high level, so they're going to get this miracle of Sota. Chafetz l'man tzidka, Hashem has a desire for His righteousness. Liyaser hanashim shlo tiasena kezimas yaser ha'am. To make sure the women are not doing like the minhag of the other nations. Linakos Yisrael min hamamzerus min hamamzerus yiru'in l'hashua shechina besochem. And to make sure Klal Yisrael is pure of any mamzerus, to make sure that the shechina can properly dwell within them. Ulefikach pasak ha'inyin hazem mishash niskalkulu be'averus. And therefore, the Meisota stopped working when Am Yisrael wasn't on a high enough level and they started being involved in averus. K'mosha amru, Misharabu hanoafim pasku Meisota. It says in the Gemara in Sota, once many people were committing adultery, Meisota just stopped working. The woman could have a kinoi stira brought to the Beis HaMikdash, drinks the Meisota, and nothing happens. Shnemar, like it says in the pasuk, lo efkod al benosechem ki taznina. I'm not going to remember your daughters. Sorry. Right when they commit adultery. Thank you. When they commit adultery. Your daughters-in-law, because the men themselves, the husbands, are going off with the zonos, the makadeshos yizbachu, and also with these kadeshos, a synonym with a different kind of sota, different kind of zono. Ve'am lo yavin yilbat, a nation doesn't understand is going to get messed up, is going to get tripped up, is going to make a mistake, something like that. We're not saying the women are not chayavos. They're certainly chayavos. Hashem's going to punish them because their husbands are also committing adultery. It doesn't help the woman. What it means is not on a high enough level to be zoche to the neis of sota. It's in order to give them a certain. It's to make sure they can maintain and. In recognition of this high level Am Yisrael is that we want to maintain that kedusha, and therefore there's this idea of kind of checking to make sure that we maintain that level. And the people who are not in that level, they're not really when they're bringing in their wives. It's more out of jealousy. It's out of anger. It's not out of a desire to be an Am Kadosh because they themselves are on that level. So the nation doesn't understand it's going to be yilva, which means it's going to get trapped in its foolishness. Okay, next paragraph. That's what it says. The Gemara darshens the pasuk when the husband is clean from sin. If the husband himself is somebody who doesn't commit these averas, only then will it check his wife. But the Gemara says, according to one day, that he didn't have bia with her after he warned her and she was caught with this guy, meaning because he's really a guy who's acting l'shem shamayim, unless he's with her after he warned her, in which case he's not. Another day in the Gemara, if he did any aver in the area of Arayos, it's not going to work for his wife. Halacha is, if he's not stopping his children from acting in a way that's inappropriate, or himself, so it doesn't work. Right? So the idea here is that the whole idea of Mesota is a nes for the sake of Am Yisrael maintaining that level of Kedusha and Kavod. So I wanna do one last Ramban and then go to the flip side, which is Ravoli. But the Ramban at the very end of the sheet here, in Yadalid. So the Ramban the Shitaso by Nazir says as follows, right? We know from the Gemara, I'm sure we've heard, it's a machlokas, if Nazir has to bring a korban chatas. So it's a machlokas why? Either because Shitzir Atzum in Hayayin, and if somebody who's Tzir Atzum in Hayayin, Alachas Kama Vakama, somebody who's Yoshe Betanis, and he's somebody who's not enjoying Hashem's world, he's called the Chote. And according to the other day, he has to bring a korban chatas because he became tamei in the middle. But he's called kadosh. He's a holy person. And nazir is a wonderful thing. So it's a fundamental machlokes if the nazir is called kadosh or chote. Says the Ramban over here. What's his shita? V'tam achata shiakriv hanazir b'yom malos yimein nizra lo nisparish. The Torah doesn't explain why he brings a chatas. Derech hapshat ke'ish is a chote nafsho b'malos hanizirus. He's considered a chote. Kiyata nazir mikdushaso v'avodas Hashem. He's now set aside in his holiness and serving Hashem. V'roi hayalo sheyazir li olam v'yama yamot kol yamav nazir v'kadosh le'elokav. What would have been appropriate is for him to have been a nazir forever. Kinnish ne'amar v'akim mibneichem le'neviim u'mechorechem le'nazirim hishva oso hakasav le'navi u'kidichsiv kol yimein isra kadosh le'ashem v'ni utzarech kapara b'shuvo li'itamei b'taivos ha'olam. So as Ramban, his chatas is because he's stopping to be a nazir. Halavai would be a nazir for forever. He would live on that high level for forever. Now he's going back to wine and cosmetics and whatever. So he's going back. The chatas is the losing the status of a nazir. So we chiddush that that's a korban chatas. That would be a chatas, but that's the avera. Okay. So what comes out of these Rambans? I think maybe we can go back to what we said at the beginning. I was asking for the Ramban, why are nazir and Sota in Bamidbar? Why aren't Nazir and Sota in Vayikra? So hopefully this is what the Ramban has in mind in that first Ramban that we saw, first Ramban on the sheet. But it could be you could say that both Sota and Nazir are about being on an incredibly high madrega, right? The Ramban says that Sota only works if Am Yisrael really is connected to the Mishkan, connected to the Kedusha, wants to be acting l'shem shamayim, and then when they're Zocha to have that Hashras HaShechina, and they want to maintain that Hashras HaShechina, there's this nes called Sota. It's not stam to be vindictive. It's not stam to just punish the woman. That Hashem could do on his own, but it's to maintain that level of kedusha in Am Yisrael, and therefore the people aren't makbid themselves on that, so it's not going to work. And what the Ramban the Shitaso is saying by nazir is that the nazir is kodesh kadashim, right? And therefore, like the Ramban said before, right? Achrei shukam hamishkan benibdulu mehem hatmei. I'm reading the first Ramban on the sheet. Lakach mi bachureim linazir masher tzavu pesach ol moi la'amud afnei Hashem l'sharasu levarach mishmo. So you have, after you have the mishkan is set up, and the people are now living with his hashras hashchina. You have people who decide this is who I want to be. I want to be a nazir. I want to be somebody who lives with that intense connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I want to live that life. So both Sota and Nazir, in different ways, are highlighting what life is like with the Mishkan. Sota, because now that you have that hashras hashchina, you want to maintain it. You have the chiddush, a nes of Sota, and the Nazir wants to live with that connection, so he's going to become a nazir. So I want to just maybe tie this Ramban, and maybe ties a little bit into, I don't know exactly Shavuos, but kind of maybe Avodas Hashem in general. But right, it always seems a little strange how you could have such a fundamental machlokas by Nazir. Meaning, is he a chote or is he a kadosh? Like, it just seems so extreme. So I feel like the approach I take is you got to say some sort of elu ve'elu or something. But I want to, based on what the Ramban is saying here, I want to maybe say something. So you look at Al-Eshur on the other side. Ma'areches ha'avoda musarit, right? You know the section, the system of musar, of how to work with musar. So this is kind of towards the introduction of in the second volume, the whole discussion of midos and musar in general. So look at the on page Kuftsadi, there's the first those two paragraphs that are whole on the page, right? So until this point, Ravobi is saying it's very important in Musar in general to take small steps. Why is it important? One reason is because you have to be careful that the chumras you're taking upon yourself, or what you're doing up for yourself, is not going to turn into gaiva, which yatsa schara b'efsedo. And the other is because it's not going to work. If you're trying to take on too much for yourself, so that causes this kind of internal struggle, which can just push you to not be happy, or even, I don't know, worse, but also just reject it and end up being worse off than when you started, because you can't accept these things. It's just not where you are. So look at what Ravobi says here. Whatever, forget about the context here. Right? There's another important idea by taking very small steps. They don't arouse the force of wanting to rebel against ourselves. Somebody who accepts this big Kabbalah upon himself. I'm gonna learn all of morning Seder without any batala. I'm gonna stay an extra hour in the base medrash. I don't know. I'm going to learn all throughout the break. And he finds it difficult. Over time, he's going to sense this intense desire to kind of reject what he accepted, and maybe even more than what he rejected, meaning he's just going to push back. But something small, which is not really... It's pushing you a little bit out of your comfort zone. You have to do a little bit more than you want to otherwise, but it's not. You don't feel that internal struggle the same way. That's not going to be ma'orah, that desire to rebel against yourself. I don't know how you say it in English. I have a certain mashal for this idea. I'd like to know what the story was here. But after the Yom Kippur War, I flew to Egypt. When the plane got in the Egyptian border, I noticed it was flying very low. Really only a few meters, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 feet, whatever it is, off the ground, really, really low. I thought maybe there's a problem with the engines. I asked, what's wrong with the plane? We're in the area where the Egyptian radar picks us up. So I don't know where Ravobi was flying to Egypt in a way that he was not, you know, with the awareness of the Egyptians. But anyway, curious to know what the story is. We don't want them to realize you have this Israeli Jewish plane that's flying. Therefore, he's flying beneath the radar. Right? If it's beneath a certain elevation, it can't pick it up. What's here? That's the idea. Also, our internal desire to kind of push back has a certain radar. It only picks it up if it's beyond the threshold. If it's beneath that threshold, it's not going to pick it up. This is the first yesod in working on Musar. Don't do anything that's too big of a struggle. Everything we're going to suggest is small steps, baby steps. If a person feels like it's too difficult, stop doing it. We'll stop here. We'll stop here in terms of revolving. So getting back to the Ramban, what ha'ara do I have this year for what could be going on with the Nazir? With this Ramban's perspective in mind. Like we talked a few weeks ago about the Ramban's Shita by Refuah. Right? The Ramban has a unique Shita by Refuah that lichatchila, people should not go to doctors, they should just have bitachon and Hashem, you should take care of everything. But we saw, I think it was from the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Ms. Yaakov, but that's a theoretical, but Lamayase, in our world as it is, we're not living on that level. So it's a theoretical ideal, a theoretical idea, but it's not a practical advice at all, because we're not there. And if we have to do a shtadlus, we have to really believe that we have to take care of ourselves. So it could be what the Ramban might say. If you're a person who's living in the times of the Mishkan, who has Hashras Hashchina, and you grew up in that environment, you've been a little kid and you're growing up around the Mishkan, and you're somebody whose whole life is connected with that, so for that person, becoming a Nazir is just going to help him stay focused. He could be a guide for his community. He can be somebody who just is intensely living a life of Kedusha in a way that he's besimcha, in a way that he's feeling like there's no klach hamarida, like Ravobi is saying. He doesn't feel any internal struggle, or not not a real internal struggle because it's appropriate for him. But it could be the Ramban, even with all of his praises for the Nazir and he's Kadosh L'Hashem, Tzorach Kapara, B'Shuvah L'Itami B'Taivas HaOlam, he's not talking to us, the Ramban, because unfortunately we should be Zocha to have a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Even if we had Binyan Beis HaMikdash, I wouldn't recommend us becoming Nazirim. I don't think. I know, maybe hopefully soon we'll see and we'll figure it out for ourselves. We'll ask our Manhigim what we should do. But we're growing up in America, we're now in Shalavim, we're living with smartphones. That's not our world. That's not who we are. If we would try to become the Nazir, not living with somebody who has the Ashras Hashchina of the Mishkan and growing up in that environment, so the Koach HaMerida would just be too intense. It just couldn't work. So when the Gemara talks about, is the Nazir, is he Nikra Kadosh or Nikra Chote, the answer is it depends on the person. It depends on the place. For us, throughout all contemporary Sifrei Musar, that's not our approach. Our approach is not one of Naziris, it's not one of Precious, because it just doesn't work for us. Our approach is to be part of the world, to enjoy the world, and to serve Hashem using all the resources we have as part of the world around us, because we just can't escape the people that we are, the environment we grew up in, and the world that we live in. So it's an important lesson, the idea of Maisim Ketanim, right? Like small steps. When it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, it's not about, you don't become a bucky in all of Shas in one night. You don't become a tzaddik Yisod Olam in one day. It's the kind of thing that just little by little, the Kabbalah Satorah means committing yourself to be on that path. Even though, Mirtz Hashem, on May of Esrim, it'll take to keep on growing in that direction. Okay.